This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Bucks Bulletin Edition, presented by Brandon Legal Group. Brandon Legal Group is a full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. So no matter what your legal need, no matter what your legal question is, and it doesn't require that you have that legal interest within the city limits of Brandon to reach out to Brandon Legal Group. 844-4-BLG-4-ME. 844-4-BLG-4-ME. Brandon Legal Group is a proud supporter of Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments. As a matter of fact, over the weekend at my annual invitational, Todd Wright Tour XVI, there was only one skin earned at the golf event. That means a better score on a particular hole than anybody else. And that was a birdie on number 9 on Countryside's Lake 9 by the Brandon Legal Group twosome. Congratulations, guys. Earned the only skin of the event. Yes, that's worth a little cash. Brandon Legal Group, 844-4-BLG-4-ME. Proud supporters of Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments. And they are there as a full-service law firm when you have a legal question. Remember the number. Remember Brandon Legal Group. Thank you for tuning in to this edition of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Bucks Bulletin. This is our final preseason podcast. Our plan with this podcast all along was to give you a specific fantasy matchup of the Bucks and whatever their opponent is in the regular season for that particular week. So next week in the Bucks Bulletin, we'll be talking about Bucks Saints purely from a fantasy perspective, not just the Buccaneers that you want to play, that you want to sit, that you may want to look at for a waiver claim or in a DFS game, but the Saints as well. Who looks like a good play for the Saints? Who you might want to stay away from, who might be a good DFS bargain for the Saints. And we'll do that every week throughout the Buccaneer season relative to the Buccaneer opponent as an addition to the twice weekly Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast that posts on Monday and Friday, the Bucks Bulletin with a spotlight on the Bucks matchup each week will post on Wednesday. So, final position we're talking about, tight ends, kickers, DST. One follow-up to last week where I gave you the dose of reality on the Bucks pass catchers and this continuing thought within, say, 50 miles of the city of Tampa that the Bucks have this, quote, best pass-catching group in the National Football League. That is simply not true. Just go team by team in the NFL and compare for yourself, and you'll realize this is just a false statement launched by Mike Evans to talk up his teammates and his group, which is fine, but it's not true. Chris Godwin has popped up on a fantasy football calculator list of wide receivers in PPR leagues that have moved up. Now, before you say, see, I told you so, let me give you one other name on that list. John Ross of the Cincinnati Bengals, who I consider an untouchable at this point. John Brown of the Ravens is also on that list. There are two other names on that list if you want to check it out on fantasyfootballcalculator.com. And even fantasyfootballcalculator.com says within this piece, roughly 10th round. So that's when you are drafting solely for wide receiver depth. Speaking of about that round, that is about, as we move to the tight ends, where we'll talk about O.J. Howard. If nothing else, O.J. Howard's status on fantasy draft boards and interest in O.J. Howard seems to be suppressing Cameron Brate to a season-long draft status where you don't touch him, where it's either your lottery pick at the end if you don't really have anybody else, hoping that Brate has a connection with Fitzmagic early this season and can reestablish himself as a red zone target, as Brate has been the last couple of years, because at least the trend with this version of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers looks like they want to utilize O.J. Howard more, and that means less of an opportunity for Cameron Brate. So at this point, I would deem Cameron Brate undraftable in season-long leagues unless he is your dart throw, your powerball pick around your DSTs and place kickers at the end of your season-long draft. The latest from Fantasy Football Calculator, at the time that I'm recording this podcast on Tuesday evening, has O.J. Howard as the 15th best tight end. 15. So that is basically right at the middle of the pack in the NFL. And the actual round and pick in a 12-team league would be a 13th round selection and the 10th pick of the round. So almost that lottery pick status that I'm talking about as it relates to Cameron Brate applies to O.J. Howard, perhaps as the second tight end you select. Even in our podcast league, the Governors of Lavish Fantasy Football, golf, here in Tampa Bay, Howard went in the 11th round as the 11th pick to an owner who already five rounds earlier selected Evan Engram, which was very accurate and in line with fantasyfootballcalculator.com, as Evan Engram is tight end 6. And as we speak, according to fantasyfootballcalculator.com, which compiles more mock drafts than anyone else out there, Evan Engram, 6th round, 11th pick, which is exactly where he went in the GOLFF fantasy podcast draft. Top tight ends, Gronk, Kelsey, Ertz, nothing has changed there. Then Graham, I think that's overvalued. That's more based on reputation. And, ooh, Jimmy Graham's in Green Bay. They have Aaron Rodgers. They're going to throw to the tight end. We've already discussed this on previous podcasts. Aaron Rodgers doesn't throw to tight ends as much as you think. Then Greg Olsen, Evan Engram, Trey Burton up at tight end 7. Kyle Rudolph at 8, Delanie Walker 9, Jordan Reed, just stay away, at 10, Njoku of Cleveland at tight end 11, George Kittle, tight end 12, Jack Doyle of Indianapolis at tight end 13, Tyler Eifert, tight end 14, the only other tight ends ranked, according to fantasyfootballcalculator.com, behind O.J. Howard that are going in season-long drafts, Austin Hooper at tight end 16, Austin Seferian-Jenkins at tight end 17, and Eric Ebron at tight end 18, an interesting signing by the Colts, which of course leaves a vacuum of targets for multiple Detroit Lions pass catchers on a wide receiver unit that clearly you can argue is better than Tampa Bay's. Even though they don't have someone as good as Mike Evans, they are three deep there with Marvin Jones Jr., Golden Tate, and Kenny Golladay. That's just one example. So O.J. Howard, yeah, I can see him in your season-long draft if you play a tight end, or as we do in the league I commission personally, we play a tight end or a wide receiver as a flex. You cannot flex a running back in our league. We do that so running backs cannot be too dominant week to week in our league, and it leaves some running backs out there on waivers since people can't play them at the flex position. Moving on from O.J. Howard to DST, if you are of the feeling that with all the changes the Buccaneers made on the defensive line, it will result in significantly more sacks than last year's 32nd best number in the National Football League, then perhaps you can look at the Buccaneers as a DST choice. I don't think it is a season-long DST choice, especially when you consider who the Buccaneers are playing in the first three games where you're going to have to play that DST. In general, you don't want to play a DST against Drew Brees. You don't want to play a DST against the Philadelphia Eagles offense. Now, granted, we're not sure who's quarterbacking that Philadelphia Eagles offense week one, let alone week two, until Wentz gets some contact and Foles seems to have had a rough go, at least in preseason games. And the buzz on him has not been good. But then you get into the Steelers, who have Ben Roethlisberger, will have Le'Veon Bell, Antonio Brown, and a number two wide receiver in Juju Smith-Schuster, which also, by the way, makes the Steelers a better wide receiving core than the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, just based on the presence of Antonio Brown, wide receiver one, and Juju Smith-Schuster, who right now you could argue is as good of a wide receiver two as there is out there in the National Football League and has quickly moved up in terms of his ADP, and justifiably so. So DST on the Bucs might be more of something that you plug and play as the season goes on, especially if Mitchell Trubisky does not look the part, even with Matt Nagy as his coach for, say, a week four. I've never invested a lot in DST in the league I personally commission with my friends. We've eliminated DST this year. We're not even using it. I think it's too random with points, especially with these garbage touchdowns at the end of games that could determine who wins or loses a fantasy game. So we just got rid of it. But what I have traditionally done and what I will even do in the podcast league, GOLFF, is I will rotate DSTs weekly based on how I feel, because you can always pick one up on waivers. A lot of my DFS play of a DST goes into that philosophy as well. I think it lends itself well to just rotating that on a weekly basis based on avoiding matchups against high-powered offenses and finding those matchups against the offenses that just can't get out of their own way or may be prone to more turnovers or passing situations that lead to more sacks and interceptions. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Bucks Bulletin is presented by Brandon Legal Group. Look, I know this isn't an impulse buy, and they know it also. But if you get to a point in your life where you have a legal need, which means you have a legal question, do I have a legal need? Remember the phone number for Brandon Legal Group. Tell them you're a listener of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, or you're a player on the Todd Wright Tour, and they'll be more than happy to give you a free consult. 844-4BLG-4ME. 844-4BLG-4ME. And if you're wondering whether or not your question is something that they cover, because you hear about all these different types of law, they've got it covered. Why? Because they're a full-service law firm. And you do not have to have your legal question or issue exist within the city limits of Brandon. That's just where their offices are. Brandon Legal Group services the greater Tampa Bay area. 844-4BLG-4ME. 844-4BLG-4ME. Brandon Legal Group, proud supporters of the Todd Wright Tour. Also, if you would like to come to our second Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast fantasy event, which will be taking place at the Hooters in St. Pete on 4th Street North, manager Tony Metzler is even in my podcast league. So I have a manager of that Hooters in the podcast league. You know we're going to have a good event that night. If you would like an invite to the event, and if you want to bring a plus one, that's fine. But we have obviously limited space for the room that we reserved. So on the night of the opening game between the Eagles and the Falcons, we would love to fill the room with fellow fantasy players. We'll talk fantasy all amongst ourselves. for the first hour before the game starts. I'll also be distributing a daily fantasy game. So if you've never played daily fantasy, this would be a nice night for you to just try it out, see if you like it. No purchase necessary at all to play. And we'll have prizes I'm planning on prizes for the top three. And we'll just play the first half so you don't have to stay until the end of the game. I'm like you guys, right? I know when I go out for these primetime games, sometimes I want to leave at halftime. Sometimes I want to stay for the third quarter. Sometimes I want to stay to the end. All depends on how good the game is and how I'm feeling. So we'll play a daily fantasy game, no purchase necessary, Thursday night, September 6th for the season opener of the Eagles-Falcons at Hooters on 4th Street. If you would like an invitation, and again, you can bring a plus one, email me and just ask me to come to our fantasy party at Hooters for the season opener. Email me at ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. Come out with some other podcast listeners. We're all going to be talking fantasy football. We'll watch at least the first half of the opening game together, and we'll play a daily fantasy game for the first half that night. No purchase necessary. All right, email ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. And as always, email ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com with any of your questions about your season-long draft strategy, solving the Antonio Brown dilemma, how far up is Christian McCaffrey moving, how quickly should I get my top three wide receivers, all things that clearly I've been talking about in the podcast, but any specific questions on any players, Buccaneers, or any of the 31 teams, I will answer for you, brutally honest, at ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. Thanks for listening to this edition of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Bucks Bulletin. Remember, next week in the Bucks Bulletin, it'll be a fantasy breakdown of the Bucks-Saints Week 1 matchup. Who you're playing, who you're sitting, who you might be looking at as a DFS bargain, and more. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.